Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Hoot and Holler. We love you, Bill. We're coming at you from California and Indiana, and just wanted to play that because that's what I do. So, get away, Bill.
I thank you
You're
for
welcome.
That, Linda. I do.
You're welcome.
You know,
you're welcome.
It's a hard thing. My mother knew it was coming. My mother knew it was coming. She told us for the last few months that she had accomplished everything she had ever dreamed of accomplishing in life.
Oh, nice, nice.
And she was ready to go be with Dad. And I understood that. 50 years together, my mother and father never shied away from holding hands, never shied away from how much they cared about each other. And my mom had been lost without my dad. So I got to be positive about this. Yes, I'm sad because she left us. But I got to imagine the reunion she's having with family and friends in heaven.
Yeah.
And I take that, and I take solace knowing she was ready. She didn't suffer.
Yeah.
She died quickly, just, you know. And she had just started chemo, so maybe this was to keep her from suffering. I don't know.
Yes, yes. That
but
stuff can be wicked.
I tell you, my mom was a one of a kind. Chad can tell you this. She didn't back away. She didn't shy away. If she believed in something, she fought for it 100%. They instilled that in me. They never taught me how to back up, how to reverse, how to back off. They didn't teach you that. They taught me to go forward and overcome. And I had wonderful parents and a wonderful upbringing.
Yeah,
and all I can do is try to instill that same kind of attitude and stuff in my own grandchildren and my own children. And we're going to have a graveside memorial Thursday, and I expect it's going to be a very large crowd because
I'm praying for
for 28 years in Sylvania as a quality engineer. She worked at several other places, and she made friends everywhere they went. Mom and Dad traveled on vacation. They've been from California to the East Coast. They've been from Canada to Mexico. You know, they've traveled and they did everything. They had friends everywhere. They had an awesome life.
Yeah.
And
you know, we got to give.
I got to carry on now. And if I have to carry on, I got to get right back in here and be fighting for what's right for my future, my grandchildren, and other children's futures and lives. Because that's what I'm doing. That's my whole purpose for what I do.
It was about 4 months ago, and I lost my mom, and it's hard to believe that it's been that long, you know, because sometimes it feels like yesterday. Believe me, Bill, it gets a little better with time. You know what? I miss her every single day. It's hard. It's the hardest dang thing. So anyway, but it's Super Tuesday.
I've had great friends and support around me.
I know you have, Bill. You know, because I met you 10 years ago.
I have received private message from my friend in D.C. on condolences and for stuff like that and the other people, you and so many others.
Yep.
I'm like my mother.
Penny,
I'm like my mother. I have had a great life. I have met some of the most awesome people.
Yep.
Especially since doing what we do.
Yeah,
The fact is, I met these people because I was fighting, trying to make something else right. And I cannot let that fight go to the side. I've got to continue it. So I will do my morning I will do my morning when I'm not on the air, when I'm not blogging and stuff. I will do my morning, and I will take the Thursday. I probably won't even be on air at all or contact with anybody.
No,
but
that's
fine.
But I'm
still going to continue the fight. I didn't survive the 5 heart attacks. I didn't survive the 7 strokes, the diabetes, the vertigo.
I don't know how you did it.
Just to cave in now. Just to cave in now.
I know.
I don't know how.
You know, it's Super Tuesday. You and I was listening to Levin. He's one of my favorites. Before, you know, because he was playing clips from Joe Scarborough, who is an absolute. He's about one rung above, you know, the IQ of Biden. But anyway, so I just got my book between the time I talked to you last time on the air and today, called Profiles in Corruption. Bill, I'm getting goosebumps at what I've read, and I'm only halfway through. I just started on Elizabeth Warren. I got through idiot Kamala Harris, who is another piece of work. I got through the Joe Biden chapter, which was very lengthy, and that'll make you throw up. There are things about this. If it's a nominee, I will make sure Trump knows what to say about it. Debate stage, believe me. And then
believe me, Linda. He already knows. He already
knows. I hope so. And right. So the other thing I saw today on Facebook, which is very down there in Chula Vista, which is right next to the border. Okay, we've got Hispanics for Trump all over the place, loving Trump, bouncing down, doing their rally signs. I was watching last time there was a video of some. I don't even know who was interviewing these people. This gal came from either Cuba or Venezuela, and she was saying, "Oh my God, don't even talk about this Marxism nonsense and this socialism."
Oh, I saw that lady, and
yes.
she was totally awesome.
She was awesome.
She was down to earth and speaking in a way could understand.
Could understand. So
I get tired of these talking heads that try to talk over everybody's heads.
So here's what I found out also, which was wonderful on Facebook. I don't know if you saw this or it was in one of my groups. I don't know if I retweeted it or something, but it was either Jonathan, the town hall thing, or the Facebook. But there's this huge coalition of people out of Trump's campaigns. There's like 100,000 of them. They're on the ground running, Bill, doing what I wish I could do right now. And they are reaching out to every neighborhood. They're knocking on doors. They're making phone calls. They're doing it all. And they're going to rally people and get more and more and more. Amazing.
I stepped out recently, Linda. I have always held back from endorsing anybody because I wanted to know exactly 100% where these people stood on certain issues, and too many of these people running for office are vague. I have stepped out for two young ladies here in Indiana, Sarah Blom in the 4th District and Heather Blind, and I'm not sure what district, but it's the Johnson County area. Two ladies, they are solid. They have the right values and ideas and beliefs. And I have stepped out for them. And, you know, we're to that point. This election is probably the most single important election.
It's crazy. But I got to say real quick, as I just heard it, I think this morning and a little bit ago too, thank God Bibi Netanyahu took Israel. He's all right. Everything's good. So, because there was a whole special.
I never figured out how they had 3 elections in 1 year.
No, it's nuts. Anyway, they got a screwed up system. But anyway, so there's two people. There's two people. One person I actually know. This person, he was trying to go for governor or something, and I can't. Or maybe he was going up against the senator or something. He's going up against Pelosi. His name's John Dennis. There's another gal. I can't remember her name, but she got some competition. And this gal, the one gal, had enough money pulled into the PACs and her campaign funds. She had a biplane up there with a big sign for a whole hour over the Golden Gate Bridge saying Pelosi for prison. And I was just floored. I mean, people are sick of this fraud.
Without voter fraud, without dead people voting,
mm-hmm.
there in a totally honest, fair
election.
They
don't stand a chance. Yeah, I know.
They don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance. I'd be surprised Trump don't get just fall 15 or so votes short of having every one of the electoral votes. But
I think
they would be beat. They would be beat in the popular vote if it wasn't for illegal immigration, voter fraud, and dead people voting. And multiple
votes. I know. Well, yeah, because they cheat. The only way they can
cheating.
Win is lie and cheat
without
still.
Cheating, without cheating, they can't win the popular vote.
I need to quickly run this to you because it's so funny. I think there's like eight people. Say, in this book, these are the names that he delved into and got some dirt on. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and the whole damn Biden family. Cory Booker. Oh, that guy sounds like, you know, out of, what was it, New Jersey. Of course, I can't remember the name. Anyway, he was the mayor of one of those stupid towns. Can't remember. Okay. Then Elizabeth Warren, which I'm just started. Sherrod Brown, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, by the way, and Eric Garcetti. And when I saw this interview with Glenn Beck about this book on Blaze TV, he looked at Glenn and said, I looked to see if I could find dirt on Donald Trump. And he says, there wasn't. And he says, because I would have been the first one putting him in the chapter if there was, and there isn't. And I mean, this is the truth.
You know,
that's
the same thing there. When they asked Julian Assange how come he wasn't printing nothing on Trump, he said he couldn't find nothing.
Yeah, that's the whole point. This is what I'm telling you. And you all know about Mike Pence. You know about Mike Pence.
Yeah.
He's so clean. You know, you got to go back to 2 years old when they were changing his diapers to find dirt on that boy. And you know that's the truth.
He's honest.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he lives.
Yeah,
he lives.
He doesn't just talk the talk, Linda. He walks the walk.
Amen. Right. That's the whole point. Well, that's what Billy Graham used to say. He was the same way. He came out years ago before he passed, and he said, "I never, not in an elevator, not in a hallway." I heard that lighter. you guys are funny.
Just lit my cigarette out, Linda.
Yeah. Well.
I always have my pack of cigarettes, my cigarette lighter, and a big cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know.
And
that's all this
thing. And Chad says during the radio show, I become a chain smoker.
A cigarette, put it out. You can count maybe 5-6 seconds, and he's firing another cigarette in.
All right. Anyway. All right, Chad. Love you guys. Listen, you know.
Believe me, I haven't had a cigarette for over a year.
Oh, it's been 2 years for me.
I haven't had a cigarette since October 13th of last year.
I wish I could quit, but Chad is right. When we do the radio show, I do just seem to smoke a lot more during the show.
Yeah, it's
normal. I don't know why.
When I did smoke, I'd go outside just before I went on the air, and then the minute I was off the air, the first damn thing I did, I went to the bathroom. Anyway, not supposed to smoke because it degenerates your bones, and my bones are in enough trouble. And I've got another test coming up in a couple, you know, like less than 2 weeks. And it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it posted. But I recommend this book because it will give you. And these chapters aren't that long, but they're deadly. These people, get away with murder, and it's disgusting. And the reason that's why we need term limits to discourage this BS. We need to change some laws because this is absolutely God. It'll make you sick.
This is not the first book of significance he has wrote. And there are others that are writing books and exposing stuff. I love to watch the Dan Bongino show because I'm sorry, but Dan has it right. These people all this stuff, they all know each other. They're all connected to each other. And he does this.
Hollywood. I know.
It's crazy.
I was hearing
I don't know much about how this caucus stuff or whatever really goes. I've never really paid that much attention to it. But noticed this. Night before last? Last night, even, Trump had a rally
Yes.
in North Carolina. set another attendance record. Everywhere
oh, good.
He goes, he sets attendance records. Now,
I know.
It's kind of like, to me, because the records he's breaking, the attendance records, are held by his buddy's business, the WWE. And,
that's funny. So,
yeah,
anyway,
it is kind of funny because and the difference is one's whatever, and Trump's doing this. He had 30% Democrats at his rally the other night, Linda. 30%.
Oh, my God. Like I said, if Candace Owens is
first-time voters.
There's no way. Yeah, look, with 20, even 25% or 22% of the black vote going to Trump this time is what Candace was conservatively thinking, it's over for them. It's done. And you know what? I got to tell you now, right now, the exit
well,
vote, okay.
He's polling at 46% of blacks.
Oh my God, that's
yeah.
That's crazy.
She was, like she said, she was given a very conservative estimate when she said 25.
Yeah, or 30. She told Glenn 30.
They figure if you get 12, you're unbeatable.
No, she said 15, you're unbeatable. So if we get 30, Bill,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
game changing. It's over. Listen,
it's already game changing. You're seeing
so
people wake up. You're seeing people
yep.
wake up.
Here's
I
the other
think
part.
We've had such a failure in our academics, our education
oh,
system,
God.
That our children can no longer do real math.
It's
because
beyond
if they
that.
Could do real math, they would realize Bernie promises nothing. Free education, but he doesn't tell you how he's going to pay for it. He doesn't
right.
going to tell you how he's going to pay
commie.
To maintain the
buildings. He's a damn commie.
To maintain
evil.
The buildings. To maintain the buildings, the yards, to pay the electric bill, the water
nope.
bill.
He's an evil
bill,
communist.
He don't tell you how he's going to pay for all these things. And if you take all the money from the rich, as he says, and let's count it down to all the millionaires, you got enough money to run the country for 6 months. Then what?
I know.
Who's going to take
you,
money from?
Right.
Because there's nobody left.
Did you see Charlie Kirk on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday, which was freaking
yes.
awesome? Oh,
yes,
my God.
I did.
Well, here's what the one take, there's several takeaways, but one that he said that was found, he said, even if you were allowed to or could steal every dime from these billionaires in America, it would not make it moral. It would not make it right. And it would not be right in the eyes of God or anything to do with our founding. And he was
well,
absolutely correct.
When you do that, you take away the right to be wealthy. You take away the opportunities for success. And you tell me this, if I got to give up 95% of what I earn to other people and stuff who don't do nothing, why
it's
am
tyranny.
I working? Why
it's
am
freaking
I working?
Tyranny.
Why don't I just join them and enjoy the free stuff?
Right. Bill,
well,
when you...
you can only do that for so long. They don't pay attention. Bernie's also talking about world depopulation.
Yeah,
all you dumb butts out there that don't produce and provide for the government, you're done. You're done, but you're so
yeah,
stupid, you think that, oh, Bernie's your savior. Bernie's your leader, and he's your Pied Piper.
He's into the death camps, that clown, and so is Bloomturd. And I'll tell you, that piece of Schmendrick, he's a floater in the toilet. I can't stand that man. He thinks he's worth it because of his
there
money.
Was three of us sitting here last week, and Trump was talking. And Trump ducked down behind the podium real short and like he was Bloomberg.
I
know.
I thought
the three of us were going to have it, but we went into a laughing fit.
Isn't that funny? I know. It was hysterical. So here's my take. Here's
I mean,
what my
we got left, Linda? Am I wrong? We are down to
okay.
Elizabeth Warren,
the
Bernie
fake
Sanders,
Indian,
Joe
the
Biden,
Marxist,
and
the
Bloomberg.
Idiot.
That's
the
left.
Oligarch. That's it. Listen to me. Here's the here, yeah. No, that's I. Can describe them and they're disgusting. Here's my take on Biden. His wife should be ashamed of herself allowing this to go on, allowing him to stand there instead of taking him home and putting him in whatever she's got to do to comfort him. He's a mess. She's a political whore who wants to be in the White House. She's disgusting.
Well,
that is
it's
to
crazy.
Me is despicable.
Biden has not been on a stage yet that he hasn't done said something stupid. And like the other
he's
night,
got
he said
dementia
he was going to appoint
a
black lady to the Senate.
He's
well, the
got
president
dementia.
Don't appoint to the Senate, Joe. then he says something about Super Thursday. I mean,
I know.
Come on.
The man
How
has
long
dementia.
Has he been doing this?
She needs to pull him away. What's wrong with his family? This is.
Greed.
Oh my God.
Greed. That's what it's all about is greed and power.
They don't care about him. Those people are godless.
Now,
that tells me that.
Wait a minute, Linda. Wait a minute. How do I know he's not doing this stuff on purpose? So
I don't think
he
is. I swear to God, I don't think he is.
So he can claim mental, a mental whatever on his
charges. Oh, the 25th Amendment? Yeah.
On his charges that are coming, he can claim mental incompetency.
Yeah, but plus the fact he's not going to be in the White House. I'll tell you that. There's no freaking way. Trump clean against him. And they are not going to let Bernie do this because they don't want to lose to Bernie because they like his ideology.
Somebody who was in the White came to the White House every year, several times a year, while Obama was in there. That's not been to the White House since Trump's been in there. George Soros. George Soros.
Well, yeah, because that man, that's the devil's spawn right there. Devil spawn. I got the caller. He's probably just listening. But if you want to chime in, area code 111, you got it. So, welcome to the show. I don't have anybody in chat right now. They're probably to the two.
That. We've had too many people in there that were in there as winners of a popularity contest instead of being winners of people that were
intelligent
that could do the job they were put in there to do. They're supposed to be in there representing us, and as soon as they get in there, they represent themselves.
Families. Oh, I'm reading all about it, believe me. So, okay, I think it was 15 minutes before we were on. Mark was doing the exit polls and the places that have actually closed. I think it was Virginia, Utah, Colorado, and stuff like that. It was pretty much, okay, so Mikey, little Mike Bloomberg has nothing. Elizabeth Warren is toast. He's not going to get anything. It was basically between Sanders and Biden. And so each one has probably got half of these the majorities in these different states. I think there was only like five or six states that were a few minutes, about a half an hour, 45 minutes ago. So,
you know, with all the people coming out against Bernie, all of these major Dems talking against Bernie.
They don't want him.
I believe part of Chris Matthews firing was because of how he talked about the Democratic Party and the turmoil because Bernie was there.
No, they got rid of him. Yeah, anybody that speaks the truth. Well, here's the deal.
And there's so many others that
I heard Rush today.
I am really surprised. I have not heard Bernie step up and say one thing about these people. Bernie in cahoots just to pad his pockets?
Yeah,
Bernie doesn't like work.
No, the only reason he likes capitalism is when he can illegitimately fund his own pockets. So here's the problem with the Democrat Party. They are a mess right now, and they know it. This is why they want Biden. You know, they probably made several phone calls, probably had Soros' people, including Barry O'Maggot, calling up Amy Klobuchar and Pete Butt Pirate, the rest of them. You know, you got behind Biden because we can't handle Bernie because we don't want to lose they know they're going to lose, okay? But they want to go out losing with Biden instead of Bernie because then they can let him come back at some later date, you know, like the Walking Dead comes up out of the ground. That's what they're hoping for, that they can just keep the nomination away from Bernie
Linda,
because they love socialism.
You're looking at a party that is in such desperation that they will try to blame the president for a virus that come out of China. Same time, we can go back here and look that when Trump started putting them things in place, like travel restrictions and this and that, they didn't like it. They was attacking him for being a racist.
Yeah, I know. It's sick.
And
so
then
what
after all of it, they say, well, he didn't do enough.
How many?
You know what? When I statistically look at this, this virus is no worse than the other viruses that come every 2 years since 2002. This is that coincidence.
Right.
What
here's
are
the
odds
part
of that? Every 2 years, in an election cycle, every 2 years a new virus comes out.
I agree with Hannity on this point, okay? Because I watch him and I love his shows because he's very entertaining. He gets some of the best people on there. He gets Dan Bongino on there. He gets Mark Mann on there. Okay, but he was talking about the time when the swine flu hit, and the little tiny bit that Biden and Barry did, they did nothing, and 1,000 people died from it in the United States. Nobody says a damn thing about that. So yeah,
well, No, they don't. They have consistently ignored the
facts,
same
truth,
actions
reality
from their party that they claim that the other party is doing. They are in such desperation, and I'm saying this, we're what, 9-10 months away now? If they are this desperate now, how desperate are they going to be before the election?
We got to be
alert and keep our eyes open, because these people, for some sick reason, have been indoctrinated to believe that destroying this country and turning it into a crap hole is the best thing to do.
It's insane. Martha Donahue and I were on Facebook, and I posted something to the effect that she was saying, why are all these Jews Democrats? And I said, honey, I can't believe that they would vote for a party that historically has been on the wrong side of everything, including World War II, with hiding the Holocaust in the newspapers, refusing them to come to shore during World War II when they were trying to flee Europe because they were getting murdered. I mean, with the American Indians, with everything else that's been involved, the Japanese internment, that's all on the left, baby. That's all on the left. I guess these poor sots just love being illiterate. That's the problem.
When the majority wake up and realize that people like Al Sharpton have been nothing but a
charlatan,
they have been
liar.
They have been a traitor to their own people.
Oh,
because
God.
They are doing nothing.
And they're so full of it.
Bidding. They are doing the bidding of the very people who kept you slaves and would have kept you slaves if they could.
Yeah, they're
people like Bernie promising reparation. Well, that'll lose the Supreme Court, because I'll tell you why it'll lose. It'll lose because you're trying to say that only blacks have been slaves, and that is not the matter. That is not the fact of it all.
No, it's true.
You're still being enslaved today in Northern Africa and places by the same people. Yet you blame the ones that freed you. You forget the hundreds of thousands that died to free you. You forget those that stand up in the streets and applauded Martin Luther King and agreed with him that it was time that we walk side by side down the street instead of being separated. Well, now we got a party that talks about unifying, but all they do is divide. They use race against you. They use age against you. They use sex against you. They use whatever they can against you. They use, you're from the rural area against you. I don't remember what the idiot was that said something about us. But
There's two people that come to mind.
Anybody has been a uniter in this country, it has been Trump.
Yes,
he has
absolutely.
He has brought employment levels for all minorities up. If he's a racist, he's the worst racist I ever saw.
Well, here's the other part. Levin and Charlie talked about this. If this is so horrible, why are they trying to come here? It's just the left is just – and nobody called on it, because they have an evil, dishonest, propagandized Pravda media. They are just as bad as Pravda ever was. I can't even explain it. That's so bad. I did read Unfreedom of the Press, which is fabulous. I also recommend that one.
I gotta ask, Linda, do you think the media is going to change their tones when Trump's reelected?
No, they'll double down. They're that stupid.
You think it'd be another 4 years of nothing but hatred and bullshit lies out of the media?
Well, here's the only thing. Here's the only thing that's going to stop it, Bill. You got to take back the House. You have to take back the House and keep the Senate. And then they can't do garbage. And then he can go forward.
Against the Democrats, what's taken and lies to us. All of that, and when they start getting jail time and charges,
you know what? I don't think so. They're too dumb.
Timing is gone. Timing is everything. Timing is everything.
You know
that
Hillary
We are talking about the master of the deal, of the art of the deal.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well,
but here's
when you're going after the deep state, Linda, in so many crooks and crannies of everything, you want to try to get every little cranny cleaned out. You want to get it all set up to take it all at once. And
I
believe, from all my information, that is what is being going on, and it's going to hit the fan within the next 3 months.
Good. Here's the other part. I heard that Jay Sekulow and Judicial Watch is already subpoenaed Hillary. She's going to have to answer for this big fuzzy email bullshit. My French.
You're correct. She's got to do it. She's got to do it under oath, and she has to do it on film. She'll be filmed.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
You know, yeah, and this time she hasn't got part of some people in there protecting her, asking her questions.
Yeah, exactly.
We owe Judicial Watch
a debt of gratitude.
I mean, these people at Judicial Watch have done such an amazing job at what they do, at uncovering the facts and the truth. And there's a whole lot more. We should somehow, in this nation, across the board, every elected office from the local level to the state, county level to the state level to the federal level, everyone should have to divulge every one of their investments, their investment partners, what they're invested in.
Well, here's
because
my thing is
get elected, it's our problem in this country, the biggest part of it, is that our elected people get in office and they use that office to fill their own pockets through insider investing and trading. That's why neither side has put up a strict immigration deal.
Listen to me.
They're either profiting from housing them or profiting from employing them.
With them on drugs. Here's what's going on. What I'm reading in this book is telling me how they're doing it, Bill. This isn't just trading, and this isn't just insider or what you're talking about on the local level. They do it on the local level, but then they advance themselves by taking this money. This is all about lobbying. This is about making sure that and all this stuff needs to be checked and changed. It needs to be changed. You have, in fact, when you're dealing with a city or a state or a federal, and you've got lobbying going on, and you've got these companies throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars to these politicians and saying, here's what we need for you to do to help our business.
The public's got to wake up and realize that pork barrel spending and they're really nothing more than political bribery. Your money, they're using your money to bribe these people to vote their way.
Right, and here's the other part about it. What's going on is they're using government contracts. There should be no frickin' government contracts on a local level or a state level or even as I'm concerned. Only an enumerated situation for the fucking post office and the highways that go from one end of the country to the other. This is crap. This has been going on for so damn long, Bill. This is why this is happening.
You know the only politician who never took part in pork barrel spending and what's the other one? They always say they do.
The special interest shit.
Yeah.
Who?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. Yeah, he was untouchable.
One. Linda, only one
in history.
That's got to be eliminated, and the public's got to become awake that the fancy name They're just giving fancy names to political bribery.
Right.
And the problem is they use the taxpayers' money to do the bribing.
How much? I know. That's crazy. How much do you want to bet that if we could bring back the boys with a time machine, they wouldn't be building Gallup like absolutely on steroids? They would have done this 50 to 80 years ago, because this is crazy. There is no excuse for this. This is not what they signed up for at that Continental Convention. This is not what they envisioned for this country. Believe me, not this Rousseauian, Hegel, Marx bullcrap. And that's what we got right now, and we're chomping at the bit for this idiot Bernie, who needs to be put in a straitjacket, and his ideology needs to be put down for all time. That's where I'm coming from. And somebody better say it on the big stage. They better say this: our liberty is our life, and that's our God, and he gives it to us. Take your hands off of it, Bloom, Turton, Sanders, and the rest of y'all. Take your hands off it. Can't touch this.
There is a... You know, here's Trump president. He's lost about $1 billion of wealth since being president.
Yeah, but
there isn't a one of these Democrats. There isn't a one of these Democrats that, if they was to go into office, would not come out wealthier than they was if they went in. Way wealthier.
Well,
We saw it with Barack Obama. We saw it with Bill Clinton.
I know.
You know. Somebody today, I can't remember the article, but they likened Bernie Sanders to Ronald Reagan.
Maybe Jimmy Carter, but nowhere near Reagan. I just gave you eight names of people who have enriched themselves out of DA's offices in Frisco all the way to senators of Cory Booker.
Well,
and I just named them.
If you looked, in a lot of these offices, DA and attorney general offices, who has put out the most money funding their campaigns for these people?
SEIU, number one.
George Soros.
Soros. But SEIU is part of it, and this is the problem.
Who do you think gives them all this funding?
Oh, I know. No, you don't have to tell
me. We can guess.
These people
damn near went broke when Hillary lost.
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's still refilling her coffers. And I think that somebody called in to Rush and said that they think that they're going to dump Michelle Obama on the convention, you know, as a brokered convention.
I don't think Michelle Obama – could beat Biden. Most of the friends I know, minority friends, they think that's a man.
They know it is.
And
it's not big. They know.
They're not vote. They will not vote.
I know.
And that's just how it is.
I get you. It's crazy. Here's my thing. I was so relieved to hear that there was 500,000 people out there on the streets working for Trump right now. That's what I was talking about, 3-4 months ago? Let's get out there, and I keep putting it on Facebook, too, everybody I tell them, and they agree with me.
I do, too, Linda. I do, too. I got to tell everybody, don't get complacent. We've got to push. We've got to show up in numbers like we've never showed up.
We got to crush this.
Tea Party, where are you? Because now is your time to shine.
I know, and you know what? Here's what I think. We got to crush this Stalin-style statism real quick. And we got to put it down for a whole generation so we can get stronger, you know,
And we've got pastors out there telling Christians it's their duty to show up and vote.
You bet. Yep. We got it all. We got a whole bunch of good people.
We've not only exposed the cracks in the Democrat Party amongst each other, but we've also exposed the cracks in religion amongst churches. Some churches think it's okay to sin.
Yeah.
It's okay to do what God called an abomination. They think they're somehow exempt from when they harm a child. Well, when you harm
heretics.
A child, you tie a towel around your neck and you throw it in the ocean. That's the Bible.
They're heretics. They are blaspheming heretics. And you know that.
I am sick and tired of ass wipes thinking they can change what's written in the Bible. Read the last page. God knew you people were out there. He knew you were out there, so he made sure he had it covered. And he put in there, you cannot change or add to the book.
Well, he's the alpha and the omega. He gets, he knows the end story. Okay, look, he wrote the whole story. So here's the deal. All these people on the Democrat side and all these people who hate God and all this crap and are the heretics and all the rest of them, like I was thinking today, because I can't stand that Bloom turd. He's such a piece of work. And I would love to be able to say it to his ugly face. I'd have to look down because he'd probably still need a box to stand on to see me eye to eye. And I'm only 5'2". I hate that man. I would say to him, you know what, buddy? I wouldn't want to be in your shoes with the 3-inch heel lifts when you stand before him for all the oil in Iran or all the tea in China, buddy.
Have you ever seen the comedy Dewey Cox?
I don't think so.
Oh, you should watch it. But there's a part in there where Mr. Cox is singing a song about protesting for midgets, right? And he's in there, let me lift you up, midget man. Let me fly you around in space. Let me lift you up, midget man, so the dog will quit licking your face. I sent that to Bloomberg, and I had people like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm looking at him because it's the same people that couldn't believe that when Obama got elected, I sent that my Irish ass to him.
You know, here's the thing.
That was on the 9/12 project and got me noticed by a lot of people right off the bat. Who the hell is this?
It's funny. You know what? That's why I loved what and Charlie Kirk's only 26 years old. God bless him. And he said that he was so glad he had a fight. And they're like, Donald, because he's not afraid to stand up. He will. He's the first in history that doesn't back down 1 inch. Now, Reagan didn't back down to Gorbachev, but or to anybody else on the world stage. But when Trump goes up against these SOBs on any scale, whether it's the media or his opponents, that gives power to the people, and the people have the right to feel that they're empowered to stand up against other bullies and bullcrap and other family members and other Marxists. What needs to be done. Good. Thank
his
God.
Rally at North,
it's about time.
In his rally at North Carolina, he had Diamond and Silk up there.
Oh, God, I missed that.
I love them ladies. But
aren't they
one
great?
The one lady says, we're not pulling the race card like the Democrats. We're pulling the Trump card. And the crowd went wild.
I know.
You know.
I got 2 minutes, guys.
You got Candace Owens.
I love
stuff,
her.
You know. Oh, she's an awesome.
Ben Shapiro. Everybody.
There.
Dennis Prager.
Yeah,
we got good
there.
People. We got it. I'm going to play some music, guys. God bless. We love you. My heart goes out to you and your family. Say hi to everybody back there. Chad, Joe, everybody in the room. We'll do this next week. All right, kids. I'm going to play some Happy Days Are Here Again. We're going to check the results. And do it next week. God bless. Love y'all.
Bye.
Podcast and the archives. See you next week. Have a great night.